Just a bit more, sweetie. That's it. Don't stop yet. We're so close. Oh, shit. Where is it? What? What's that? You see it? Oh, there's our cabin. Right there. Hurry up, sweetie. Come on. There's no time. Inside, inside. Quick, quick, quick. Oh, gosh. Oh, that was close. Too close. Oh, any longer out there and I would have been an arsicle. Are you all right, my darling? You didn't lose anything, did you? You did? Something important? Oh, hey, hey, hey. Don't look so upset. Trust me, darling. Nothing you could have lost was more important than your life. Come on, what was it? The snowboard I brought you. You mean the £5,000 one I brought you? The one with the custom engraving and paint made specifically for you from the most high-grade materials. Is that it? That's all you lost? Oh, thank goodness. I thought you lost something actually worth something for a moment there. Oh, sweetie, sweetie, no, no, no. Don't be sad, my darling. I know it was a gift from me, but you don't need to be sad about losing it. Just having you here safe and sound, that's the most important thing I could ever want or need. Don't worry about it, darling. Auntie will buy you a brand new one when we get home, okay? Though I doubt you'll actually get a chance to use it. I mean, honestly, it never fails, does it? Every 2 years, my travel agent always sells me on taking up a holiday to the mountains. And it seems that every single time I wind up spending the whole damn holiday snowed in. And they always say, oh, but why not take a holiday to the Alps? It's so lovely up there. Oh, I know how much you love the dark and cold winters. It's perfect for you. Plus, this time of year, no one ever goes. You'll be practically by yourself. Or, of course, failing to mention the reason why people don't come up this time of year is because the blizzards are so bloody frequent. Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. I just thought our first proper holiday together would be a lot more fun than this. Oh, maybe I should have insisted on that trip to the Bahamas or Hawaii or one of those big theme park resorts. Though, honestly, I feel I'd be a lot more miserable at a place called the happiest place on earth. Me and the sunshine don't exactly get along. I didn't even get to wear that wonderful faux fur coat that I brought. Oh, and our reservations at the Mountain Lodge restaurant would be gone as well. Right, that's it. I am never taking another trip to the mountains again. The next holiday I take will be in the manor, in my picture gallery, listening to a live celloist going positively nowhere. Well, luckily for us, these cabins are usually well stocked for times like these. There's enough food in the basement to last us a year, should we need it. And if I recall, there's a generator in the basement as well, if we really need to get the power going. And it should only be about 3 days for them to send out rescue parties to get here and free us from the snow. Remember when I called you and your mother about 10 years ago, when that avalanche occurred when I was out? Now that took them a while. Almost 2 weeks for them to dig me out. Your mother, of course, never called to check up on me in that time, assuming I was just fine. I only took the time to call you guys because you took the time to call me to see if I was home. At least someone in that family cared for me. No wonder I love you the most. But that time, I got snowed in 4 years ago and took 2 days, so here's hoping. Oh, gosh. You know, I do love the cold, but even I think this is a bit too much. Say, sweetie, how about you try and figure out the fireplace, It shouldn't be awfully hard. It's a gas fireplace, I think. Just turn the knob and spark the lighter. While you go and do that, let me see if they have anything to drink from that storage. After the day I've had, I need something positively alcoholic. Oh, look at you, you clever thing. Oh, good thing it's working. I would hate to be without a fire. And, well, unfortunately, I didn't have any burgundy, but I suppose the Chardonnay will do just fine. Would you like a glass or... Wait, that isn't a gas fireplace. It's a real one. That's a genuine fire. Oh, dear boy, how on earth did you know how to make a fire like that? Oh, one of your internet videos, huh? Well, if you pick up little survival tips like this, by all means, watch all the YouTube you would like. And to think, your mother was so worried you'd lose your self-reliance living with me. Such a good boy you are. I don't think we've had to worry a bit about that, did we? Though, apparently, your survival technique doesn't involve keeping yourself alive. Look at you, shivering like that. Oh, darling, your clothes are soaked right through. Oh, come on, let's get these wet clothes off you. Yes, right now, sweetie, you won't get any warmer wearing these freezing cold things. Oh, come on now, no need to be modest. I think we are a bit beyond that with our relationship. Besides, I'll be taking mine off as well. Evens out just fine for us. Come on. Didn't your survival videos ever tell you that bare naked skin against skin is the best way to transfer warmth to each other? Maybe you'll be more interested in warming up a bit more with Mummy, Oh my. Oh, it looks like it's soaked down to your underwear as well. Oh, and as much as I do love seeing that bulge of your cock through your boxers, oh, you better get those off, sweetie. Oh, before you do, how about you go over to your luggage? I packed a few things in there that might help. Check in the maroon-coloured suitcase. No, sweetie, I said the maroon suitcase. That's the merlot-coloured case. The one above it. That's it. I don't know about you, but I can never sleep on hotel and resort beds. Always so different. Clean, friendly and pretty. Blah. Makes me feel like some preppy suburban mother instead of myself. So I always make sure to pack some elegant pieces from home instead. Now this. Oh, the black fur of this quilt. Now that will keep us quite warm. Here, darling. Why don't you bring it over here by the fire? Oh, that is nice. Oh, hang on. I know you're cold, but I want to see you strip your boxers slowly for me. Oh, come on now. Give your mummy a little show. You did lose that snowboard she got you, so it's the least thing you could do. Plus, don't think I've forgotten about you eating me out while I was on the phone with your mother. Auntie deserves some quid pro quo. Pour them down for me, baby. Nice and slow. Oh, yes. Now quickly, get over here by the fire and warm up with me. Oh, I'll just hide myself under this blanket a bit to slip off my bra and panties. Oh, come here, my sweet little nephew. You must be so cold, left out in the cold like a stray little kitten. Come and join your auntie by the fire under her nice warm blanket. Oh, that's it. Right there, baby. Settle onto my lap and feel my warm body press into yours. Oh, my darling, you're positively freezing. It's okay, it's okay. You're safe, you're here with me. Lay your head back on my bosom. You know, all things considered, darling, a £5,000 a night wood cabin isn't a terrible place to be stuck in for a few days. Such luxurious wood, so warm and well insulated. We can do whatever we like here, and no one could even hear or see what we do. You know, darling, we could get as loud as we want. And I know you always love to moan for your auntie when she plays with you, but you always have to keep it down a little bit so my staff aren't too shocked, poor dears. But here, auntie has the perfect chance to really hear you moan for her. Let's take hold of that wonderful cock of yours. Oh, and start stroking up and down slowly. Oh my, that face of yours is always so nice to see. You always look so excited when you have playtime with me. Like you're falling in love with Auntie all over again. To think, sweetie, you were moments away from freezing to death out there, and now you're sat on my lap. Head against my bosom, biting your lip and trying not to moan. Just let me warm you up, darling, and make you feel so, so much better. Stroking up and down to warm that cock back up to its nice full size. And then, oh, hugging me, huh? Do you need to get a little warmer, sweetie? Huh? Can you nurse from me? Oh, well, there's that naughty boy of mine. Oh, I doubt you'll get much milk from it, but you hardly need permission to do that, my darling. Come on, sweetie, suckle from my breasts while I stroke this beautiful cock of yours. Oh my. Oh, that feels perfect. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive. I don't think I've ever had anyone do this to me. You're such an adventurous boy, wanting to suckle on Auntie. Shh, sweetie, let me keep stroking you off as you do. Oh, a wonderful nursing hand job. To help you recover from the cold of the outside. Doesn't that feel better, my darling? My little hero, saving me from that cold, starting the fire for me. Oh, you clever thing. Oh, you deserve to have a little bit of love from Auntie's tits. Just warm up as I stroke and stroke and stroke. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Grab my other breast. Oh, gosh. You are a greedy boy today. Oh, one wasn't enough. You had to have both, huh? Oh, that's all right, my darling. That's okay. Auntie has plenty. More than both of your hands could handle. Oh, you're even playing with my nipples, tugging on them. Oh, gosh, I love how much you enjoy my body, how much you adore it, how much you play with it. Oh, that's it, my darling. Just let go. Let everything go. Oh, my sweetie, are you going to come? Oh, your cock is already starting to come close. Just relax, my darling. Let it all out for Auntie. Oh, warm up with her while you play with her breasts. Oh, that's it, my darling. That's it. Oh, just let it go. Let it go. There. Oh, there we go. Oh, well done. Well done, darling. Oh, look at that. My word. You shot that load out pretty far, didn't you, sweetie? Oh, my. Your body started to sweat as well. Good boy. Guess we warmed you up pretty well with all of that, huh? There. We don't have to go anywhere for a long time, my darling. You can just relax in Auntie's arms and enjoy this blanket with me by the fire. You know, maybe a trip to the mountains isn't such a bad thing after all. It's dark, secluded, and with you, I have everything I could ever need. Well, then, we better head enjoy this as much as we can.